me is on. Tap in. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Turn it off.
Leash is that how we should be? Oh, you can go ahead and cut that off. This has to be should be live. Okay.
The afternoon lituation with Leisha B starts next.
Welcome to your afternoon lituation. I am your afternoon bestie, Leisha B. How you doing? It's Turn Up Tuesday. So you already know that I've got a lot of shenanigans and a lot of myths to talk about. Okay, girl, let's get into the tea real quick. Because if you've been on the TikTok, you already know about Risha and Legion. That whole little why the F did I marry you 50-part TikTok series. Yes. We're going to have to discuss. Because some people be out here doing fraudulent activities. And I just want to make sure that my besties who are single, who are still out here dating in these streets like I am, we don't get caught up. Because it's giving mess and tea. Let's get into some good music. Show.
Somewhat.
Okay.
I just got an email and I'm like, it's a call. I'm like, let me start calling.
Yeah, girl, let you start calling because I'm giving Offset and Baby Tron tickets and I'm going to ask you a question and you have 20 seconds to answer
Lord.
It. Are you got you?
I guess.
All right, it's going to be easy. What is something that people do in their car if you think they not looking? You got 20 seconds. You want me to say it again?
No. Digging they know.
Oh, you ready? Keep going, girl. Say as many as you got.
Digging they know. Get on their cell phone.
Period.
Put on their... Nah, people looking. blow they nose.
Wait, I want to know the one that you was trying to say.
I said blow they nose, but that's digging in their nose. It's the same thing.
But what was the one that you was like, people be looking?
Putting on makeup.
They do be doing that. All right, girl, my good sis. Congratulations. You are walking away with tickets.
All right. Thank you.
No problem at all. All you got to do is let me know what station just hooked you up.
104.9.
Perfect. Holding the line for me, okay? Want to get tickets like my good sis Bethany? All you got to do is hit me up tomorrow on Magic 104.9.
Your daily dose of pop culture. The Lituation Report on Magic 104.9. Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Metro Boomin has chimed in on that news of the defense attorney in the YSL RICO trial being arrested on gang-related charges. Now, I did not tell you that Jeffrey was the defense attorney's client, but Metro is making it very, very known and setting the record straight that that was not Thugga's lawyer. Stop spreading misinformation. So I just wanted to clear that up, that I did not say that, but apparently other people did, so he wanted to clear it up. And last but not least, I know that it's very, very past the Super Bowl, but we are still heavily talking about it now, even more so because Usher is taking fans on the behind-the-scenes look at his explosive Super Bowl halftime show performance in a new documentary made in partnership with Apple Music. It was released on Saturday, and it's a 10-minute short film that's directed by Jay-Z and Hamish Hamilton. It's shot entirely on an iPhone 15 Pro. Ain't that crazy? Want to see details of glimpses of the rehearsal, studio sessions, and so much more, and just more in pop culture? All you gonna do is hit up that Magic 104.9. Grand Rapids number one for hip hop, Magic 104.9. Lee should be afternoon bestie here, and I'm gonna try not to fangirl because I am a fangirl. If you are ever scrolling on the here TikTok and you see people, you know, aggressively love bombing each other, sharing what it feels to be in love, giving the kiki when the kiki is needed, you probably know the names Blair and Steven. And I just feel like I'm in the presence of royalty right now. 1.1 million followers on TikTok. They look gorgeous. Hello, Blair and Steven.
Wow. Alicia V, don't do it to
I'm
us blush, like that.
I'm blushing.
But I'm so excited to have you guys here and excited to talk about what is going on with you guys because you just made a huge announcement recently, but we'll get to that. But for people who do not know who Blair and Steven are, they're living under a rock. Can you explain what you do day to day and your personal lives and like how people would know who you are?
Oh my gosh.
Well number one.
My Clark Kent identity. By day, I'm a pediatric ICU nurse. I love what I do. I love my job. I love children. But by night, Blair and Steven, six layer, if you will. Yeah.
Which is wild because we would always do this thing when we came home, we would just like scream very obnoxiously the nicest things at one another.
And this was quarantine time. This was deep in 2020. And I was trying to convince Steven to do TikTok the entire year. I was like, this is up next. We should be on this. Everyone's telling us we're perfect for this app.
And I'm like, I just don't want another reason to check my phone. Like, what are you doing? She's like, it's an old Vine. And I'm like, I wasn't on Vine. Like,
so in November of 2020, I finally convinced him to do one of those stupid things that we were just doing. Like, we had just done it. And I was like, we filmed it. And we woke up the next morning. And we had, like, a million views on it. And I was in shock. I was like, what do we do now? And it's seriously been surreal because I've managed to still work full time during that whole, this whole journey.
I was wondering like how you were able to balance both of it, because you both run the TikTok and both run the Instagram. So like, how do you both find time to work 9-to-5 jobs and still create content for us?
After we got married, Steven quit his job. Okay. And he's been, basically that's when we started saying, okay, we want to own our own business.
Right.
And that's where our card game came in. Mm-hmm. So last year, March, is really when Steven was like, okay, I'm done working for anybody. I'm going to do this myself. And I was like, oh, okay.
Period.
Can't be me. Won't be me.
She's like,
my financial stress could never do that. So I kept working, and I'm lucky because as a nurse, I only work 3 days a week.
Oh, wow. Okay,
12 hour shifts. So for me, it was very realistic to manipulate my schedule where if we had to go on a brand trip or do something, I had plenty of extra free time to do it.
Six love language game. Mm-hmm. It's essentially started off as the aggressive love bombing.
Exactly.
And now it's a card game. So why did you make this? What was the branch of like, okay, let's put this out so that other people can have what we've been having in our own home and theirs?
Yeah. It's really everybody who saw our videos. So mm-hmm. many comments would be like, why can't I do this with my boyfriend? I wish I had this with my family. I wish I could do this. And we started thinking, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you?
I would say seeing how many people were like, okay, what is this aggressive mm-hmm. affection thing?
Yeah.
And like she said, seeing all the comments of people like, I wish I did this with my significant other. And so the thought was, how do we give a piece of Blair and Steven to them? Some people aren't used to getting compliments.
Yes.
So how do you make it this thing where when someone compliments you, it's not like this awkward feeling or like this, I don't know what to
like
say
what
back.
Exactly.
Because you know
it's like you feel like you have to compliment them back. Yeah.
Exactly. Or like shade off the compliment. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm just trying to be like you. But it's like, no, take that in.
Right.
Like,
own it.
You have beautiful eyes. And so it was like, instead of making it this serious thing, it doesn't just have to be for people in relationships.
Yes.
It's something that you could do with your friends, your family. Like
a stranger.
A total stranger mm-hmm. and make a game out of it.
Well, I'm glad that I was able to share that with you guys. But for the people who need to buy the game so that they can be like us, being able to love bomb all over the freaking place. Let them know where they can buy it. Let them know where they can follow you guys to stay up to date with all the things that are coming for you guys in 2024.
So locally, if you're in Grand Rapids, you mm-hmm. can buy our game at House Rules,
mm-hmm.
Which is a great place to even try the game before you buy it. You can buy us, find us at Arts Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
We have four places now.
We love Second Vibes
Second
over
vibe.
Here.
And you can find us at Books and Mortar on Cherry Street, right across from the Cherry Inn.
That's a fact. And if you scroll in on Instagram, you can find us at The Six Love Language Game. The same on TikTok. Now, if you happen to see Blair and Steven, that is also our personal handle on TikTok and on Instagram.
Well, Six Layer. If you search Blair and Steven, you can find us.
Yeah.
You can also just go to our website, which is thesixlovelanguagegame.com.
Go buy y'all some lovey-dovey games. Love bomb someone today as your mission.
Right.
And listen here, beautiful people. Since we're here, I want to let all of you know, if you ever look yourself in the mirror and walk away from that mirror without telling yourself how beautiful you are,
right.
how gorgeous you are,
right.
how sensational you are.
Mm. And you smell nice.
Get yourself back in that bed and start it over again because you owe yourself better. Do you hear me?
Period. It's Magic 104.9. And clearly, we had a great time in this studio. If you want to see and hear the full interview and breakdown and find the links of where you can buy your very own Six Love Language game, all you got to do is hit up that Magic 104.9 app. It's Grand Rapids number one for hip hop, Magic 104.9. Alicia B here, and TikTok will definitely have you caught up, especially with this girl. Her name is Risa Tisa, and she has social media losing our minds and glued to our phones after she wrapped up her Who the F Did I Marry 50-part series, where she essentially told us that she married a man who was a pathological liar. Baby, it's some tea. This Atlanta area woman's story spans 10-plus hours, including a two-hour live chat where she talks about this man who was nicknamed Legion. They met back in March of 2020 on Facebook dating. Now, Legion said that he was a financially well-off former arena football player who worked at Apple during the offseason before moving to Atlanta from Cali to work as a VP of a condiment company. And by January 2021, they were married and then divorced by June of the same year because she discovered that she never really knew Mr. Wright. Tisa would later learn that Legion was using false social security numbers, falsifying bank documents for a deal in the house that ended up falling through for the both of them. His daily phone calls to his brother and friends were very one-sided, meaning that no one was ever on the phone during the banter that she saw. Also, he was currently on probation, with a rap sheet that includes criminal trespassing and impersonation of an officer. One thing about it and two things for sure, you never know who you really dating. So ladies, fellas, please do a background check or something. Like if you want to get the full tea, it is 50 TikToks for you. It's all waiting for you right now in the Magic 104.9 app, y'all. It's crazy out here. It's Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop. Magic 104.9. Lee should be here. Then Disney may be really trying to get a little blacker on us, especially for Black History Month. Disney has announced a highly anticipated animated series, Iwaju, and it's supposed to be a story about a vibrant, futuristic narrative that is all about the rich culture of Lagos, Nigeria. Now, it is kind of giving a little Black Panther vibe, not gonna lie to you, but it's set to debut on February 28th, and it's not just a series, it's a collaboration and celebration of African culture, innovation, and the boundless possibilities of the future. It's a coming-of-age tale about Tola, who is a young girl hailing from the island, and her Kevlar best friend, Cole, a self-taught tech expert, who together, their journey unveils a bunch of secrets and risks concealed within their distant world. It sounds like a good time, not only just for the kids, but also for the grown kids, you feel me? Want to get more details about this upcoming Disney Plus series? It's all waiting for you right now in the Magic 104.9 app.